Welcome to Discipleship 24/7 Podcast. The song is by Kane, Yes He Can. And so our study for our podcast today takes us to Proverbs chapter 3, trusting in the Lord. That's easier said than done, right? Trusting in the Lord. And I'm going to read verses 1 through 6 for us from Proverbs chapter 3. And it says, "My child, never forget the things that I have taught you. Store my commands in your heart. If you do this, you will live many years and your life will be satisfying. Never let loyalty and kindness leave you. Tie them around your neck as a reminder. Write them deep within your heart, and then you'll find favor with both God and people, and you will earn a good reputation." Verse 5, "Trust the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take." Father, we just thank You for Your word this morning. We just thank You for the encouragement. We thank You for the time we have, the opportunity we have to gather together, Father, and to study Your word, dig into Your word, and Father, we just ask, encourage us, as the chapter has said, trusting in the Lord. Amen. And so, you know, again, Proverbs is a really interesting book. If we look at the book, it's about wisdom based on trust in God. That's like the big key thing, is trust in God. Trust in God. And that is something that we need to work on. Trust in God. And let's admit, life is going to be complex. Life is going to be hard. Life's going to be difficult. Life's going to be full of surprises. And life is going to rack our brains and rack our minds, where we're just like, whoa, didn't see that coming. And this is where we need to stay focused and keep focus. Keep digging in the Word. And it talks about verses 5 and 6 stand out. These are key verses in Proverbs 3. Is trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all that you do, and He will show you which path to take. That is this midweek study's key point, is that we need to seek His will. We need to trust in the Lord. You know, God will direct us. God will show us which path to take, as it says in verse 6. If we put our trust in Him. If we follow Him. And that's going to be hard. That's going to be hard. Every day has something new. Every day has a challenge for us. Every day there's going to be a trial, adversity for us. And we need to put God first. Put God first in our life. And that means we need to get into a study, you know, a Bible study. We need to get connected to a church body. We need to get into a devotion. And what I mean by devotion is we need to really have devotion time set aside in our day, which that means is we are opening God's Word and looking at a passage, looking at a verse for the day. And then we need to keep that part of our life, part of our, you know, day, every day. I hate to use the word schedule because schedule means that we have a list and then when we do something, we check it off. And then at the end of the day, we go, look at me. Look what I've done. Look at all these things I accomplished and checked off today. And I hate using that. Although I write stuff on paper as a to-do list and check stuff off. But I think what I'm getting at from my personal experience is when we start doing that a lot and we start looking at our list and checking things off, then we start to get stuck in a routine. We start to get, you know, in that routine. And then the other thing is we get caught up in that routine, and this is just me, to the point where then we're kind of rushing to get those items on our to-do list finished before the end of the day. And that way we can go back and go sit and look and say, oh, look at me. Look what, yes, I got this done. Yes, I could check this off. And I think, and this is what I think in my brain, is when we rush in something, when we rush to do something, then later on we don't realize or don't remember, I know I read that. I know I looked at that. And it's like, but I can't remember what the point was when I read that, or what I got out of it, or what I learned from it. We need to trust in the Lord. We need to put God first. That is hard. That is rough. That is rough. That is going to be rough. Is that easier said than done that we're going to do this, right? And I think what helps brothers and sisters, you know, get dialed into this, trusting in the Lord, get dialed into seeking His will, is that we are with a group of other believers. You know, we are in a group. You know, I've always said this over and over, and again, if you haven't read it, on our discipleship blog website, we do have a discipleship journal that comes out once a month, and the focus on the journal was to a topic, and this the latest topic was actually church attendance. And I know I've probably stepped on people's toes or you know, really dig at people's feet, but the whole thing of church attendance is important. Church, sure, we can watch it on home on TV, we can watch it in a laptop while we're at a coffee shop, but it goes deeper than that. It goes deeper than that. You fellowship, you encourage one another, you pray for each other, you learn from each other. Because chances are what you and I are going through, another brother and sister in Christ has been through that. And someone going through the same thing that we're going, sharing their experience, sharing their lessons of how they got through it, gives us a spark of encouragement. Same way when we dig in through God's Word. We dig in through God's Word, gives us a spark that we can face each day, or we could face what's on our agenda. I'm going to close with this. Proverbs 27 verse 17. As iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens a friend. Proverbs is a rich book. Proverbs is a book full of joy, full of encouragement. And I think it starts with us today by trusting in the Lord. Starts with they to seek His will. It starts today. And the question is, are you ready? Do you have your Bible ready? Do you have your Bible nearby? Do you have a place that you could sit down quietly without distractions to open your Bible, to study your Word, just to pray? Do you have that spot? I encourage you to find that spot. I encourage you to find it. A place with limit distractions. A place that helps us to focus on the Word. And I know I've always said this over and over, but you know, we need to study and keep focus after Sundays. You know, it's great. We go to church on Sundays, hear the Word, get motivated, encouraged, but we need to continue that beyond Sunday through the remaining days of the week. May everyone be encouraged this week to stay focused, be encouraged in all that you do, and may God just remind us that He has a path for us. He has a will for us. He has a plan and purpose for us. And that He continues to remind us, encourage us that He's going to give us strength that we're going to get through today. Amen? Amen. Have a blessed day, blessed week. Thank you for listening to Discipleship 24/7 Midweek Podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Blake. And if you want to stay connected, stay encouraged, follow us on Facebook. Check out our blog website for more encouragement of prayer, of journals. Thank you for listening. May God continue to remind you of His plans, His purpose. Amen.